Now, on the other side of the gender aisle, Tamara Pierce is as well known to girl readers as Artemis Fowl is to boys. Never heard of her? Ask any 12-year-old girl. 23 years ago, Pierce wrote a fantasy novel for young adults about a female knight, Alanna, the First Adventure. It launched a new era of girl power fantasies. Today, Tamara Pierce is one of the most revered young adult fantasy writers, with 24 books to her name. Most of them feature teenage girl warriors or magicians. Pierce told Anne Strangechamps that she writes the book she always wanted to read. In fact, as a girl, she read so much that finally her dad suggested she try writing a story of her own.
He caught me telling stories to myself as I did dishes, and instead of saying that people would think I was nuts if I talked to myself, he suggested that I write a book. And
how old were you then?
I was in sixth grade, so I was about 11 or 12. I thought my dad walked on water, so I was willing to try anything he suggested.
On your website, in your biography, it says that you lost your ability to create your own stories in 10th grade, and
yes,
then obviously regained it later along. But what happened?
My mother was a rather troubled woman, and she did not like my writing. It was my father's thing. She was an alcoholic. She was emotionally and physically abusive, and there was no room in our household for anyone but her. And anything I tried that was reaching out beyond our household was not to be tolerated.
So as a girl, you had a really strong experience of what it's like to lose your voice for a while. So many of the girl heroines you've created are also girls who have to struggle to find their place in the world. Is that, do you think, directly related?
People are so quick to put down young people's visions of what they want to do with their lives. And it happened to me in an extreme way. But it was happening to me before and all along and even afterward in other areas. I grew up in the 50s and 60s. When I said I wanted to be a lawyer, people laughed at me. When I said I wanted to be the first woman president, people laughed at me. Girls were being told to shut up. Don't play with the boys. Be quiet. Don't excel. So when you grow up seeing people being told this is the mold you have to fit, you become acutely aware of how easy it is to crush anybody's ideas and hopes and dreams. I spend pretty much my entire career writing about that.
It's just in your books, the things the girls want to do are fight with swords and bows and arrows and fight in battles alongside the guys.
Well, or try unconventional forms of magic, or try to transcend their class, or even to stand up for people who other people have already decided are throwaway people. My current young hero, Becca, all her life she has wanted to be what a provost's guard, or basically a cop. But she wants to be a cop in the lower city, the poverty zone, the slums, for the people who even the cops in that area are going, why bother? These are the poorest of the poor, the slum dwellers. They're people who like to live like this. And in this case, Becca wants these people to have equal protection under the law. And if she has to smack a lot of people in the head with a really heavy baton to enforce that, well, that's part of the job, too.
Do you also write deliberately to create role models for girls? Because, you know, we've been told by psychologists sort of famously now that there's this period of time in girls' lives when their confidence goes underground, maybe just as it did for you. You know, the girls who are confident at 9 and self-conscious by 13, 14. Do you write to partly help girls through that?
This may seem off topic, but it's not. I used to hate the idea of all girls' schools. We share the planet with guys. We should mingle with them and get to know them. Then I started going to all girls' schools to speak. And I noticed something that had been breaking my heart in the co-ed schools. that loss of girl energy. You deal with girls in fifth grade and fourth grade and sixth grade, and they are powerhouses. They are alert. They are alive. They're asking you questions. They're hanging out with you at lunch and talking your ear off, and I love that. And then you see them start to tamp themselves down in seventh and eighth grade. By eighth grade and ninth grade, they are just locked down. In all girls' schools, you don't see it as much.
But as an author who writes for exactly this age group, what do you think happens?
I think it's the same thing that happened to me. The girls they're surrounded with are talking about boys and nail polish and hot guys, and they're asking, why are you reading so much? Let's go to the mall. Oh, look at him. Isn't he hot? I heard from one librarian at ALA that one girl was really happy there were audiobooks around because she could play them on her iPod and not get a hard time from her friends for reading.
Hmm. I can see why girls come to you and say, your books saved my life.
Yeah. Yeah, because my books say it's okay to do whatever you want. And they say if you like pretty clothes, if you like to get dressed up, that's okay too. And if you like guys, that's okay. If you like girls, that's okay. What matters is that you find your space that you fit into, that you're happy in. And you will find people who are fine with that too.
Tamara Pierce is the best-selling author of more than 24 fantasy novels for young adults. Her latest is called Becca Cooper, Terrier. She spoke with Anne Strangechamps.